Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Got a note from Michael, and he asked a question. Coincidentally, it's a single sentence question, and it's a good one. So I guess my audience now is just hitting its stride with these one sentence questions that are great topics for videos. But Michael writes, when the parties settle just before trial, what do the judge and other court officials do with the time that is suddenly opened up in their calendar? What does a court do with that extra time they just gained by settling a case? So it's a great question. And it, you know, if you haven't spent a lot of time thinking about how courts operate or spend a lot of time in the courtrooms, some of the stuff might not jump out at you, but as I explain it, I'm sure it'll make sense. So here's what you got to understand. There's a courthouse with courts in it, different judges. I'm going to speak to you about a hypothetical judge in a hypothetical court, and I'm assuming the judge is competent, okay? I'm not trying to rip on judges here. I'm simply pointing out that there are judges out there who don't run their courts that well, but most judges do. Most judges do. And I've been in front of a lot of judges, so I can make that statement, at least with respect to Michigan. So I'm going to give you a hypothetical. There is a courthouse with a judge in it we're talking about. He is our judge, okay? And it could be a she, but this one's a he. Got to pick one, right? So if you file a lawsuit that gets assigned to that judge, we're talking about a lawsuit. Now, criminal trials might have some parallels here, but I'm not going to get into them. Civil lawsuits. Someone is suing somebody else. Coyote versus Acme, okay? And because that is his last name, you know. Files the lawsuit, and once the answer gets filed, the court will then issue a scheduling order. Now, scheduling order might just be sent to the parties through the mail as a matter of routine, or the court might call the parties in and ask what type of case it is, how much time do you guys think you need, and then we'll set a scheduling order. But the court sets a scheduling order with a bunch of dates that say, here's when this has got to happen on this case. So if you're going to file any dispositive motions where you ask the others, you know, ask the judge to throw out the other side's case, dispositive motions must be heard by this date. If there's discovery in the case, which there quite often is, discovery must be completed by this date. And then it'll be set for a settlement conference. Settlement conference will be down here, farther down the timeline, so that you know all about your case, all about your opponent's case. Now we'll see if we can try to settle the case. Bring you parties in for a settlement conference, okay? Settlement conference could be run by the judge. Quite often they are. They can be run a bunch of different ways. But if the case doesn't settle, the judge then says, okay, we're setting this for trial. Now, quite often there's a trial date in the scheduling order. But sometimes there's not. Sometimes it'll say things like trial will be in July of 2023, whatever. There'll be a time frame within which the trial will be set. So you go to the settlement conference. Case doesn't settle. Judge goes, I'm giving you guys a date for trial. And he gives you a date and he says the date is, let's say, July 15th. July 15th is your trial date. You will get a notice. The court then sends you a notice in the mail and it's actually, or by email, whatever. And you get an actual notice and it's a court order and it says, trial date, July 15th, 8:30. Be there, ready to go to trial. July 15th, okay? So I'm going to write that down because it's important. July 15th, right? So what happens then is you will still continue trying to settle your case. You will keep working with the other side. You'll do what you can to get it settled. But let's assume that all efforts at settlement fail. As July 15th approaches, you have to sit down with your client. If you're the attorney, sit down with your client and say, we got a trial on July 15th. We don't know if we're going to go on July 15th, but we have a trial date of July 15th, and we might have that trial on July 15th. I'll explain to you what's going on here. So you have to prepare for trial on July 15th. The days preceding July 15th, you'll meet with your client, you'll talk to your witnesses, you'll get all your exhibits ready, including making stacks of copies, so that if you have an exhibit that you want to introduce into court, into evidence, you'll have to have a copy for the opposing counsel, possibly the judge, one for the witness, one for you to have, possibly one to show to the jury. So you got to make a stack of copies of every single piece of evidence. You got to make sure you've got all your evidence there. Your client might have something. Do you have this? Bring it. You know, that kind of thing. So you also have got to line up your witnesses. And this is the tricky part. Because let's suppose you've got a trial on July 15th and you've got 15 witnesses. And here we are about a month out, right? I will send subpoenas with letters to all of my witnesses saying, we've got a trial date, July 15th, 8:30 in the a.m. It might go, it might not go, but you need to be prepared to be there. Please call my office on July 14th, and I will let you know if we need you on the 15th. And quite often, if the case has not settled and people call the day before, you're going to say, we have still not settled. There is a strong chance we're going, but you might not need to come to court unless I let you know on the 15th. Please be someplace where I can reach you. Give me a cell phone number or something, because otherwise I'm going to make them all come to court and sit there, which I don't want to do. Okay, I don't want to do that if I don't have to. So be on standby. And the reason that we're doing this is we're in a weird situation. We might go to trial on July 15th, and we might not. But we won't find out till we go to court. And I know that many of you right now are thinking, Steve, that's wasteful. The court is messing with you. The court wants us to settle the case, what the court wants. So if we show up the morning of the 15th, and when you walk into court and you got a hand cart with you, stacks of banker's boxes filled with stuff, and your client is there and a couple of your witnesses showed up, and you're standing there milling around in the hallway before the court opens its doors, you'll notice that there's a bunch of other people out there also. One of them might be affiliated with your opponent, but some other people are here also, because it turns out that the court set several trials for today. And I know some courts where the clerk will tell you, you can call the clerk and say, how many trials are set that day? And the clerk might say, we've got five. You're one of five. Or a clerk might say, you are all there is, meaning there's a good chance you're going. And if you get that kind of information, you pass it along to your witnesses and so on. I also know clerks who won't tell you because the judges have told them not to. So you call and say, how many are set to go that day? And the clerk will answer and say, the judge has told me to tell you to show up ready for trial. And that may or may not mean that you're the only group that day set to go. So you show up in court that day, bunch of other people all standing around, and the judge opens up the courtroom, everybody goes in, but the judge isn't there. Judge is back in chambers. The clerk walks out and goes, are the parties here on Coyote versus Acme? Ready, Your Honor. We're ready. And you stand up and the clerk goes, judge wants to see you. You go back into chambers, judge is at his desk, both parties are there. Judge goes, are you guys ready to go to trial? You say, yes, we are, Your Honor. Judge goes, why hasn't this case settled? Are we really that far apart? We really can't settle this case. And during this discussion, someone's going to say, by the way, I noticed there's four other groups of people out there. And the judge will say, yeah. And one group's going to trial today at 1:30. Somebody's going to trial today at 1:30. It might be you. It might be somebody else. Judge is still going to lean on you trying to get you to settle the case. And of course, a lot of cases settle. Between 98 and 99% of all cases settle eventually. Many of them settle on the courthouse steps, but that's what this is. Last minute, right? So the judge says, why can't you guys settle? And is there any hope of settlement? And if you say, well, Your Honor, we're close, the judge is going to look at you and go, how close? So is this a money damages case? You want $10,000, but you're only willing to pay $8? Really? Try the case over $2,000? Let's flip a coin. No, I'm just joking. But the point is that the judge will try to figure out why the case hasn't settled and see if there's any chance of it settling. I've been at these before where as we walk out in the courtroom, somebody stands up and goes, excuse me, clerk, we've reached an agreement. We can put a settlement on the record right now. Clerk goes, great, calls the judge out. Parties walk up there, put their settlement on the record. Their case is gone. That's one of the cases that's ahead of you that just disappeared. Now there's a better chance you're going to trial. And I've seen judges do this, really, really lean on people for an hour or two saying, you guys, I think can still settle this case. I think you can. Go out, use a conference room if you want, jury room if you want. Go out, sit down, and try to settle the case. And if you can't settle the case, come back in and explain to me why. Go. Judge does this to every single group of litigants, okay? A bunch of the cases will settle. And it's possible that all of them settle. It's possible. But a judge who's running a good docket has figured out in advance how many trials to set for any given day and what the odds are that most or all of them will settle. So let's suppose there was five trials set for that day, five different pairs of plaintiff and defendant, all ready to go to trial. He's got all five of them set. And group number one settles. Group number two, they're still working on it. Group number three, he's hammering on them. They're close. He sends them out. Group number four. And meanwhile, somebody doesn't settle. The judge then says, okay, I've got to pick one group that's going to go to trial at 1:30. And he might just say, well, I'm going to go with the oldest case, because that's what sometimes they do. Or he might say, you know something, I can see why this case here won't settle. You guys are miles apart. There's really bizarre factual issues. In other words, if the jury believes this one witness, these guys win. If the jury disbelieves this witness, these guys win. And it's one of those things that's a binary proposition. It's either or. It's almost impossible to split the baby on this one. Almost impossible. Chances are the judge might say, okay, you guys are going to trial. I can see why this one won't settle. So they'll set a bunch of trial dates for one day. And by the way, in case you're curious, many courts have certain days of the week set aside for certain things. So a lot of courts have what's called miscellaneous motion call. If you've got a problem with a case, you got to file a motion, ask the judge to rule on something. And they'll say all the miscellaneous motions must be heard on Monday mornings, Macomb County. Wednesday mornings, Oakland County. Friday mornings, Wayne County. Okay? So if you go into court on a Friday in Wayne County, no trial is starting that day. Because the morning is a miscellaneous motion call and it often spills into the afternoon. So a judge down there might say, I start all my trials on Mondays. So Monday is trial day. Now, if a trial starts on Monday, doesn't end, it might go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but they take Friday off because of miscellaneous motion call. Some courts might do all their landlord-tenant actions on one particular day or whatever. But the point is that there is a day of the week where they probably begin trials or a couple days that are possible. So what'll happen is judge sets a bunch of trials for that day, brings all the parties in who've all prepared for trial and theoretically you're ready to go. Now, I will tell you, I have prepared for trial, shown up, and had my opponent show up without anything. No client, no witnesses, no hand cart with banker's boxes. And I look at him and I go, are you ready to go to trial? And I've had an opponent actually say to me, Steve, I don't think we're going. And I go, well, that's not good. And I've actually had it happen more than once where my opponent showed up unprepared. And on one particular occasion, I had the judge actually turn to the guy and say, is your client here? The guy honestly said, no, he's not. Judge said, today's date set for trial. I sent out a trial notice. Trial notice says parties must be here prepared to go to trial. Why isn't your party here? And the attorney goes, I saw there were six cases on the docket. I didn't think we were going. Judge goes, did you read the trial notice? It says you have a date set today. You're going to trial. You and I both know you might not, but that's not up to you. That's up to me. And the notice also says, bring your client prepared for trial. Are you prepared for trial? And I've seen an attorney, honestly, say, no, I'm not, Your Honor. And I've actually had a judge then say, Mr. Leto, Mr. Defense Attorney, go in that other room and settle your case right now. And understand that if you don't settle it right now, we're going to trial today. And at that point, we go in the other room and the opposing counsel frantically calls his client on the cell phone and a case settles. But generally speaking, this is an exercise at a last ditch attempt to get the cases to settle. And if they don't settle, one of them is going to trial. Now, getting back to the actual question, because that is all what precedes this. What happens if the court actually gets all the cases to settle. There is a chance that if all the cases settle, you got to put all this stuff on the record. And so the court will actually convene. The judge will walk out in robes. Clerk will say, all rise. Court's now in session. Be seated. And the judge is going to give a big grin on his face and say, just so you know, we managed to get every case today resolved. We had 6 cases set for trial. They're all resolved. We're going to put them all on the record right now. Calling the case of Coyote versus Acme. Guys, ready? Come on up. Mr. Leto, please address the court. Say, Your Honor, I'm here on behalf of Weil E. Coyote. And today's date and time set for trial. Having an opportunity to meet with the court and opposing counsel, we have reached an amicable solution we'd like to put on the record right now. Case is settled. Judge will look at the other side and go, you agree with that? Yes. Does one of you want to put this on the record? And one of us will then read into the record our settlement. This resolves all claims. Be the final order of the court. Case can be closed. Judge will then look at the opposing counsel and say, do you agree with what he just said? Yes, we do, Your Honor. Judge will look at both clients and say, do you agree with that? Yes, on the record, yes. Do you agree with that? Yes, yes, you do. And then the judge might ask one of the attorneys to have his client go on the record and state more specifically that they're happy with the settlement. And quite often in a typical case, okay, I'm suing somebody for damages for personal injury on behalf of my client who was injured. My client was injured. What I would put on the record then is I would say to my client, client, you understand you're here today because of a lawsuit that we filed on your behalf. You were injured, right? You understand that? Okay. You understand today's date and time set for trial, and we could have gone to trial if you had wished. You understand that, right? Okay. You understand that we've negotiated a settlement. I've told you the terms of the settlement. You've heard the terms of the settlement. And you're happy with that number to settle your case, and this will resolve all your claims against all defendants. You will no longer have a lawsuit. You're dismissing your lawsuit in exchange for this money. You agree with that? Yes. And you understand if we'd gone to trial, you could have gotten more. You could have gotten less. You might have gotten zero. Or theoretically, you could have gotten the exact amount of money. You understand that those are all possibilities that could have happened at trial. But in exchange for that uncertainty, you are taking the certain amount that we've agreed to settle on. You're okay with that. You understand that. Yes. And judges will often want to see the plaintiff, if they're getting money, go through that litany of questions specifically so they can never come back into court and say, Your Honor, I thought we were going to have a trial. I think I'm deserving of more money. What? It's over? And so you go through all these things. And some I've seen people in court putting these on the record. I've seen people in the audience going, why are they doing this? What's this all about? It seems kind of pointless. It's not. And then quite often on the record, they're going to say, oh, and we will actually ask the plaintiff to sign a release and settlement claim form just to have a piece of paper that memorializes this. Now, for those of you in the audience who are ahead of me on this, you're going to think to yourself, but Steve, if the court is happening on the record, there's already a record of the plaintiff settling the case. Yes, there is. But to get a copy of that, you have to order the transcript, and that's more expensive than simply saying we're going to take a blank release form like we always use in these cases and pass it over here and have them sign it and send it back. We're just going to do that as a formality, no big deal. And then quite often on the record, the judge is going to say, by the way, Mr. Defendant, how long will it take you to get the actual money to the plaintiff on this case? And they'll often say, 10 days, 14 days, whatever it might be. And then they'll say, we're going to send that to plaintiff's counsel and he'll take care of that. But we've worked with them before. We're cool. Actually, that happens quite a bit because many of the people know the other attorneys in these various fields. And so the parties would then come in and put all these things on the record. And it's quite possible that would chew up half a day. But getting back to Michael's original question, the other half of the day would, in essence, become a free day for the court. Now, a well-run court, when things get filed with the court, the judge is supposed to read briefs and so on. So if a judge is doing his job or her job and gets a free afternoon like that, then what they do is they go into their chambers, call in their clerk and say, we got a motion call on Monday. Yes. Bring me the motions. Let me start reading them. And the judge will start reading them on Friday afternoon instead of reading them over the weekend at home. So there you go. So it's possible that there might be some free time left over when a case settles. But in reality, most courtrooms are set such that they have a series of cases set to go. They make everyone get prepared as if they're going to trial. And I've seen it before where a judge says, one of you is going to trial, and I'm not going to tell you who it's going to be. If you don't settle, it could be you. And I've seen it before where all the old cases settle, and the youngest case there gets called, and the judge goes, at 1:30, we're starting your trial. And you know that just ruined somebody's lunch. So there you go. But Michael, thanks for the question. I love questions like this. Question for the YouTube channel from Michael. When the parties settle just before trial, what do the judge and other court officials do with the time that is suddenly opened up on their calendar, but that does not actually happen all that often in that manner? So there you go. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. All right, everyone, line up alphabetically according to your height.